What's your just general assessment of this game? How everything played out?
Thought we had, especially in the second half, we had great effort. In fourth, making a great push. Gave up some offensive rebounds early. Had some mental mistakes in the second quarter, allowing for a high scoring quarter where they scored a lot at the rim, which we knew was going to be our biggest threat. And then when you're playing against a guy like Jokic and Murray, and when they're on, you have to make some decisions and some tough decisions how to guard that. And today the other guys knocked down their shots. And when that happens, when they're on top of their game and hitting 51% of their threes on top, it's going to be hard to beat them. And very proud of the guys that we were in this all the way to the end through winning the possession game.
I have two questions. Update on Zach Edey and the evaluation of Jaren Jackson Jr. return.
Zach got hit in the head after, I believe, he came out before he played even 6 minutes and was ruled out. And that's all I have. And Jaren gave us a lot again, both interior defense and offensively, taking guys off the dribble, being able to finish on the rim. Thought he had some really good decisions. Fast finishes, playing directly off the catch, making great passes to other guys.
Parker, then Dotson.
Not only did Denver make 51% of the threes, but they also shot 43 of them, which is about 10 above their mean on three-point attempts. Just what sort of defensive mistakes or what Denver might have done to y'all's defense kind of led to the higher shot volume from three than Denver's used to seeing?
Oh, like I said, when you're guarding Jokic, you cannot go in with only, let's say, one solution to stop him, and you have to make some compromises. So you have to pick and choose who is going to end up with those shots. Generally, it's better that Murray and Jokic don't end up with those shots, or the, let's call them hot closeout shooters, like Hardaway Jr., Johnson, and that was regrettable that in the second quarter we allowed those guys to get hot also out of transition.
Hey, Coach, I mean, they hit some clutch shots, had a great game, but even Zach going out early, Jaren coming back, it seems like this team is finding their identity more than they're waiting for it, you know, with those stars being out. Just what's your thoughts on that and the way that this team has been scrappy the last few games? You know, won against the Kings, got under the Mavs' skin a little bit, and then came out here and competed against one of the best players in the world.
Yeah, and one of the best teams. I'm very proud of our performance, not just today, but also in the previous games. There's been a lot of adversity today. When the news was that Zach was out for the game, we're like, okay, well, let's find a way to compete. And it's obviously not easy. And the guys are doing a tremendous job. Just been hammering home that message. Everybody, not just the coaches, just keep sticking to the things that work and doing it for all four quarters and doing it from game to game. And couldn't be more proud of the guys.
Aaron.
Coach, back here. How do you guys move forward after this game going into a four-game road stretch with two of those being NBA Cup games on top of that?
Through video analysis, some jog through, and individual work. Then we fly out to New Orleans.
Michael, did you have other questions?
Yeah. Do you know when Zach Edey got, you say he got hit in the head? Was it a play in particular that you remember when it happened?
I know exactly the same amount of information about the situation. I was just informed that he got hit in the head and he's out for the game.
Coach, to look at that, just what's your process when something like that happens in a game? How do you as a coaching staff make those adjustments? Hey, we've got a big piece of our game plan out, and now we have to make that. You know, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face, according to Mike Tyson.
Literally, yeah. We have obviously contingency plans in place if something happens. For example, foul trouble. And the biggest thing is the logistics of figuring out the subs, because you can easily burn out guys in that situation and just lean on one player to fill that out. And I thought we did a very good job of finding finding good units after that, also on the court. And it's not easy. Zach's been a big part of last four games of how we played. He was a big part of the game plan today, and that's the harder part of that you lose a very important player.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.